Mark Weber and Zach Mall talking with NorthJersey.com, Steve Popper. And Steve, my first question for you is, the Knicks are off to a bit of a rough start. Is the window closing for their championship dreams?
Well, I think it may have closed last year. Made a slam shot with a couple of those veterans. Got a little too old, and Jason Kidd in particular. Once you lose him, he was such a key to the team last year. I know Nets fans may not welcome him yet the way he's been. You know, they've gotten off to start their coaching, but he was a really vital part in the locker room, on the court, in practice. You know, things that you're hearing right now about effort and stuff you just didn't see or hear last year. He was a real, real integral part of that team. And, you know, people talk about a coach on the floor. I think he was a coach on the floor in the locker room. He really was the heart and soul of that team. Even if it was, you know, maybe Carmelo's team as a star, Kidd was such a vital part. I think you really, you may not miss them on the court so much. I'm sure you miss Kidd, but you may not miss Chris Thomas, Marcus Candy, Rasheed Wallace, much you miss Kidd, but they were all very important parts of this team. And I think their window was 1 year, and maybe the Knicks was too.
How much of the troubles that the Knicks are having right now can be solved when Tyson Chandler comes back?
Well, that's a huge part of it because, you know, you're talking about a key defensive player, you know, former defensive player of the year, and you've basically gone from him. You don't really have another real center on the team. You know, you've been putting Andrea Bargnani down there, and I'll give the guy credit. He's done a respectable job at times defending in the post. He had Dwight Howard, Roy Hibbert. Fought harder than I think people probably expected, probably giving you more than you expected down there. And obviously his offense is very good. But, you know, he's not a guy who's going to make up for other people's mistakes. He's very slow on switching. I think the whole thing, you know, when you take away your best defensive player, I almost think of it like if you lost your best offensive player in Carmelo. Things, you know, everything trickles down. Everybody gets a little worse without him back there.
Mark Weber and Zach Mall talking Knicks basketball, NorthJersey.com, Steve Popper. And Steve, a lot of rumors and there's a lot of blame when it comes to Coach Mike Woodson. If his seat is so hot, who are the possible candidates that could replace him? And do you see him coaching this team throughout the end of the season?
Well, I think the best thing he's got is he shares an agent with Carmelo Anthony, with J.R. Smith, Andrea Bargnani, and James Dolan. So I think he's more secure than we think he is. And James Dolan just came out today and kind of, in the New York Post, gave a little bit of a vote of confidence that, you know, he has confidence in him. I don't think he's going anywhere right now. I think, you know, he did lead them to 54 wins last year, and he does have the year of most of the players in the room. You know, he may not be the greatest X and O's guy, but he does have the respect of players that they've played hard for him in the past. That said, you know, 3-8 is 3-8, and if you want a 4-game road trip and come back 3-12, it's hard to imagine that the patient stays too long. It's hard to say where you go from there. And I think one of the problems is they don't have a great staff underneath him. I don't think, you know, Herb Williams is a short-term fix. Darryl Walker, probably the same thing. I don't think there's any, you know, there's no young, bright coaching candidates on their staff. You know, Phil Jackson is not coming to take over this team, you know, in the state it's in, cap-wise and roster-wise. And I think even, you know, people mentioned like John Calipari. I don't think he'd come for that either. Maybe from Syracuse, maybe Jim Boeheim would come reunite with Carmelo. But I don't see anybody coming, you know, of any significance to take this spot.
What would Woodson's record have to be this year for the Knicks to seriously consider moving on from him? And in what range would it have to be?
Well, you know, I mean, the 54 wins last year buys you a lot of credibility. You know, it's easy to blame what's happened here on, you know, there's excuses for what the 3-8 you've got so far. You know, you don't have Tyson Chandler. You haven't had Raymond Felt really at full strength at all, and you haven't had the last couple of games. J.R. Smith, you know, of his own doing, you didn't have him for the 5 games, and he's clearly rusty. You know, it's I kind of admire the job that Glenn Grunwald did putting this team together in the, you know, under some restrictive circumstances cap-wise. You know, I think Bargnani was a good pickup. I think Meta World Peace was a good low-price pickup. But, you know, they didn't address some really telling needs. I don't think that falls on the coach. I'm not sure it falls on Glenn Grunwald either. You know, having Chris Smith take up a roster spot when you knew that, you know, Kenyon Martin and Amari Stoudemire were under restrictions with their health, when you really could have had another true center on the roster, I just don't see how you excuse that, and that really falls on, I believe, on ownership. That's where James Dolan, you know, promises were made, and this kid was kept, you know, when people don't feel he's an NBA player. You know, I think that's come back to haunt them already. You like to think that a 15th man doesn't matter, but I think it matters for them this year and what they could have had. You know, they could have had, you know, look, Jason Collins, Earl Barron, there's guys who are out there who could have done a credible job for you filling in for Tyson. And you knew that you had these injury issues with some of your bigs. You know, at 15th man, the Knicks better than anyone else should know. You know, Chris Copeland was in that spot last year, Jeremy Lin the year before. You know, it's important, and I don't think that falls on the coach. I think, you know, he was dealt a rough hand here, and I think he's going to have to make up on this. I think this year, you know, he's kind of got a gimmick.
Steve Popper with us on Sports Night. Isn't there an argument to be made that the right move at the end of the season is to let Carmelo Anthony leave?
Well, I think there's absolutely an argument for that. I don't think it's going to happen because, as I mentioned before with Winston, you know, there's a very incestuous relationship here with the Knicks where CAA is basically running the show there. I mean, they've got half the roster, half the executives, and they've got the owner. I don't see him going anywhere, and I would be surprised if the deal's already been, you know, put in place, you know, an agreement of what's going to happen next year. That said, but, you know, logically there is an argument because, you know, if you're a Knicks fan, where do you see this upside for this team, you know, in the future? When you talk about letting guys go and contracts run out, I'm not sure who you think you're going to surround Carmelo with who, A, wants to come play with him as his sidekick, and B, you know, who are the stars who are going to be out there at that time that the cap clears? You know, the cap isn't clearing this year. You know, you're not opening it up for LeBron. You know, people talk about Kevin Love. I'm not sure what exactly is attractive to Kevin Love here to come be the caddy for Carmelo. I just don't see it. You know, especially if you're clear cap, you think you're getting rid of Tyson Chandler. And, you know, there is not a lot of young talent on this team. And if you're talking about trading upon Shumpert, there's no draft picks. It's not a great situation. I just think if I'm an NBA star, this isn't where I'm looking to go. I think I'm looking, you know, where can I pair up with LeBron? Where can I, you know, can I fit in with Chris Paul? Can I, you know, be with one of these young stars? You know, at Cleveland, I think with Kyrie Irving and you know, some of the young talent they have, I think that's a more promising spot. I just think, you know, people look at this and overstate the case of New York and what you're going to get here. I had an executive with Toronto last year talk about their Rudy Gay trade, and basically he said was, you know, we can't get stars to come here, so we have to, you know, overpay. We have to make a trade to get them. And I think the Knicks are kind of in that spot themselves right now because I'm not sure that they're the attractive landing spot that they've always been.
You mentioned the Iman Shumpert possible trades. What are the odds that he's still in uniform by the end of the season? And what do you think they have to do with Shumpert going forward? There's been a lot of disrespect, a lot of people criticizing what Woodson's relationship has been like with Shumpert. And Shumpert, a young rising star, do you think the Knicks should make the move or do you think they should keep him?
Well, I think they should keep him. But if you told me to put odds on it, that's just, you know, the odds are in favor that he dealt sometime not too far from now. You know, it's hard to imagine what happened. We don't know, you know, behind closed doors in every bit of situation. But I'll tell you this, the guy plays hard. If I'm a Knicks fan, I like him. He plays defense, he plays hard, he's got a lot of potential offensively. But they, you know, they've made their bet with J.R. Smith. They like him better than they like Shumpert. They have Tim Hardaway Jr. who they think kind of duplicates him or, you know, replicates him in some sense. But I don't think he's, you know, the defensive player that Shumpert is. You know, I had scouts telling me, you know, a year ago, a year and a half ago, that they thought Shumpert was the best on-ball defender in the league. I just don't see how you let a young, inexpensive guy like that go, but there's clearly something that's been wrong in that relationship from the start. And, you know, whether it's Dolan and, you know, being upset about the summer league or something with the coach, it's hard to explain. And it's hard to explain that somebody would, you know, let these things, you know, come in between them and, you know, a talented young player, but it just seems like it's on that path.
Mark Wemmer and Zach Mall talking with NorthJersey.com, Steve Popper. And Steve, the Knicks locker room, there's a lot of talk that there's not people, they're saying that they're not trying so hard, and there seems to be a lot of discontent with this team. Is it really as bad as it seems?
Well, you know, everything looks bad when you're losing, and you're never probably as bad as it looks at that time. But, you know, things are going to look worse when you don't have, you know, your best defensive player, you know, when you don't have your point guard, and when you don't have the guys that you had here last year who were leaders. I think there has been a noticeable change in effort from last year. You know, does that stick? I don't know. But you know, it's been admitted by the coach. It's been admitted very openly by Carmelo Anthony. I'll give you this, that Carmelo, a lot of guys criticize him. You watch film of these, you know, first 10, 11 games. You tell me that he's not working hard, I'd be shocked, because I think he really has tried to take a lot on his shoulders. He's really taken a pounding in the paint. Without Chandler, he's really been the rebounder for the team. He's been their leading rebounder. He's in there with banged-up shoulders, taking a beating every night, and also being, you know, the offensive heart of the team. But the other guys, I don't know that it's as much physical effort that you see lacking as mental. Guys making mistakes on the court, guys not following what's supposed to be the game plan. There's just something's lacking. I had a column in today, and a scout had said to me that, you know, they just look like they don't like each other, that they're out there with no spirit, and they don't look like a team. Whether that's physical effort, mental, something, it's hard to say, but there's definitely something lacking here.
Knicks are off to a struggle right now. And finally, Steve, before we let you go, where do you see the Knicks finishing at this point of the season?
Well, luckily for them, everybody else is in the lottery tanking stakes. The Knicks have no such, illusions, since they don't have a first-round pick this year. So I think they're going to keep, they're going to step up eventually. Guys are going to get healthy. And I think, I picked them at the beginning of the year as a 47-win team. You know, with this start, maybe it's a little lower, maybe it's 44, 43. But I think they'll be right about where we thought, about the fifth seed, sixth seed in the East. I thought at the time, at the start of the year, and I think it now, that they're a first-round knockout. I think this is a team that, had the potential to go to the finals last year. I don't think they have that anymore.
Things are looking rough for the New York Knicks, but hopefully for them, they could turn it up at the end of the season and in the future. That's Steve Popper of NorthJersey.com. Steve, thank you so much for your time.
Anytime.